This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Federal agents investigating the explosion of a motorhome in Nashville, Tennessee, were searching a two-story suburban house on Saturday for clues to the blast, which injured three people and knocked out part of the area's telecommunications network on Christmas Day. Federal agents were also trying to identify apparent human remains found near the exploded vehicle. The motorhome exploded at dawn on Friday while parked on a downtown street of the city at the heart of the nation's country music industry. Police were already headed to the area, responding to reports of gunfire. An automated message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb set to explode within minutes. The blast destroyed several vehicles and damaged more than 40 businesses. Local police and federal agents are following up on what they say are more than 500 leads. Agents were searching a house in Antioch, Tennessee, 18 kilometers southeast of Nashville. Officials on Saturday declined to name a person of interest in connection with the explosion. The vehicle was parked outside an AT&T office. The blast caused widespread telephone, internet, and television service outages in central Tennessee and parts of neighboring states. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee visited the scene on Saturday, said in a Twitter post it was a miracle that no one was killed. In a letter to President Donald Trump, Lee requested a federal emergency declaration to aid relief efforts. Niger votes in an election Sunday that's expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents in a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou. Issoufou is stepping down after 2 5-year terms leading the country. VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video message on Sunday that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus, quote, will not be the last pandemic. He said epidemics are a fact of life and urged people to learn from the experience of this one. Tedros said the world must address what he called the intimate links between the health of humans, animals, and the planet. Tedros spoke on the occasion of the first International Day of Epidemic Preparedness. Tedros said every country needs to invest in what he called the supply of care, the ability to avoid, detect, and mitigate all kinds of emergencies. Meanwhile, the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the coronavirus arrived in the European Union. The first shots were distributed on Saturday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called it a touching moment of unity in a video celebrating the beginning of the rollout of the vaccine to nearly 450 million people. Also, several countries on Saturday confirmed cases of the British variant of the coronavirus, which was discovered recently in southwest England. The new strain is 50% to 74% more contagious than its predecessors, according to a study from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated Saturday his continued objections to a critical pandemic relief and government funding package lawmakers have sent to him in Florida, where he's vacationing, in hopes he will sign the bill into law. Mr. Trump tweeted early Saturday, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill. Also, stop the billions of dollars in pork." The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort as Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign the $2.3 trillion spending legislation, which includes $892 billion for coronavirus relief. The pork the president refers to is a euphemism for wasteful spending. Mr. Trump has not specifically threatened to veto the bill, but he surprised lawmakers in both parties by calling it a disgrace after it had been passed in the House and the Senate, capping months of negotiations. Meanwhile, 14 million Americans are about to lose unemployment benefits, according to Labor Department data. President-elect Joe Biden has called on Mr. Trump to sign the bill. At least 10 climbers have died and several more are missing in mountains north of Iran's capital, Tehran, after heavy snowfall, according to state media reporting on Saturday. Heavy snow and winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.